Willkommen bei Mit Milch und Zucker.
Wir sind gerade in Sommerpause und haben unsere Mikros an Dora, Blanke und ihr Team weitergegeben.
Auf der griechischen Insel Lesbos arbeiten sie das ganze Jahr lang im Rahmen der Flüchtlingshilfe Dora, Blanke.
Hier hört ihr ihre Geschichten.
Ein herzliches Hallo an die Zuhörerinnen von dem Podcast, den wir zur Verfügung gestellt bekommen haben. Ich bin die Dora Blanke und arbeite seit 11 Jahren mit und für Geflüchtete. Und ich bin seit 4 Jahren auf der Insel Lesbos an den europäischen Außengrenzen. Und was wir hier tun, kann man auf unserer Homepage nachschauen, www.doroblanke.at. Wir verteilen Lebensmittel, finanzieren Wohnungen und vieles mehr. Das Besondere ist jetzt in den nächsten Folgen, dass ich schöne Gespräche mit Menschen, die mit uns arbeiten oder hier gelandet sind auf ihrer Flucht, führen darf und wo ihr dann zuhören könnt und einen Einblick bekommt in das Leben auf der Insel Lesbos von Helferinnen und von Menschen auf der Flucht. Ja, es ist ja so, dass wir wieder die Stimmen aus Lesbos euch präsentieren dürfen. Und heute wird der Podcast in Englisch stattfinden, weil ich mich wirklich sehr, sehr freue, dass ein junger Mann aus Somalia mit mir spricht, der bereits im 4. Jahr hier auf Lesbos ist. Und wir kennen uns auch schon einige Zeit und so werden wir jetzt in Englisch reden. Hello, dear. My dear, thank you so much that you will have a talk with me here to let the people in Austria know a little bit what's going on. We have different voices from Lesbos. In the first podcast it was Sophia and now you are here. Thank you so much. So I want to ask you, when did you arrive on the island? How long have you been here? What was your experience in the first time when you came here? So let's talk about this.
Hello, dear. Thank you for your invitation and I appreciate. Thank you for this opportunity. I am from Somalia and I arrived here like 3rd of April 2021. I'm here 3 years and a few months. I'm so happy to be here and I met a lot of different people and a lot of different organizations. Thank you so much.
So, and in the beginning, before we made the podcast, we had a little talk. So, what I may ask you, how you feel comfortable. So, we talk a little bit about the questions. So, I may ask you, how was the trip from Turkey to here? Did you have a pushback when you came to the island, or how was the experience?
I had 2 bushback. One was very bad to me, and it was when we went to the sea. It was a mid time, and then the bushback boat came to us, and then they try to beat and to take everything from us. If it is phone and if we have a bag, they take us from us, and then even also money they take up from us, and then they throw to the sea. And also we were like 25 people. One guy was next to me and they killed like with a stick, and he was bleeding his forehead. And then in the morning when it was 6 a.m. they put us a small boat to the sea, and then the Turkey boat came and they brought us from the sea to the Turkey. And then it was so strange for me that time. I still remember.
Yeah, I can imagine. Very sad experience and very terrible experience. So I also want to explain the Austrians who are listening to us. There is no way back. Yeah, you can't stay in Turkey. Even the Turkey police and the political situation will not allow that you stay there. So you had to try again. And you reached Lesbos,
yeah.
And you came to the camp.
Yes.
And can you describe a little bit the situation in the camp?
Yeah. we are living in the camp, and yes, it's the situation in the camp is so bad when it's we are living in one small room with 8 people, and they give us like and cold food, not eatable. Like if you try to eat, you can't eat, and also at the same time, you don't have the people that doesn't have that they don't have money to buy some stuffs, and it's so hard, and we just try to eat this food, and we are still surviving our day life with this food, but we are getting water, and this is the important thing. If they give us water, and we are living with and also at this time when it's summer, it's so hot inside in the tent, and even we don't have also the fan, like, and the temperature of the small tent is so hot, like you are sweating the midnight, and yeah,
we know it's so terrible conditions, and really that's why we are also here, because we feel very sorry. And as many times I told you before, there are also many European people, they don't like how the refugees get treated here or on the other islands. What you are doing now, how you handle your daily life to survive? You got a negative decision, even you had a torture, you got tortured in your country, and you could prove that also, but you got a negative decision. So how you deal with your life now, with your daily life, to take care about you, to survive?
Now I am volunteering with the organization. I am like be happy to be with the organization, and you know, and if I have a rejection and many bad things back from my country or from the pushbacks, I can survive everything with my daily life. If I am working and with volunteering with the team, they are so happy, and I'm so happy with them.
As I know, you didn't speak English when you arrived on the island, so you learned everything here. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We all like it when we meet you, and so it's also more easy to have friendships and to talk about our personal things, and as human to come together. Where did you learn English, or how you learned English?
When I arrived here, and I start to learn English inside the camp, like a few months, and then I communicate with the people a lot of different the people from different cultures, different
countries.
I try to focus. My dream is to learn, because of if you don't speak English, you can't find anything else in, or either you can speak the country language or English. So I'm so happy that I am now speaking English, and I am so happy that I'm here and I'm surviving my day. I forget everything with my days.
You mean because you have a job, and
yes,
also a volunteering job, and you also help other people with this job, so this makes you happy and help you to survive in this difficult situation?
Yes, I'm so happy to volunteering and doing something with the others.
So we also can talk. You allowed that you also have a family. Yes, you have a wife and a little daughter. They are abroad in another European country, already safe. So you are waiting for the family reunion?
My wife and my daughter, they are in Netherlands, and I'm here. I'm still waiting my family reunion, and they are there learning the language, country, and everything. And I'm here, and I'm still waiting my decision from Netherlands.
So I know you told me that nearly every day you call your daughter and your wife and honestly, we are all waiting for that you can come together with them again. Can you describe how is the situation when the refugees here are sick or they have tooth pain, or is this everyone can go to the hospital immediately, or they have enough doctors in the camp, or it's also a very hard situation for the refugees in the camp?
In the camp, it's so hard to find in the night if you have a bent tooth or even if you have sick, because of the doctors, they close at 11 or 10, 12. After, if you got sick, you can stay until during the morning. And even if you have also during the day bent tooth, you can't find doctors because of they want to book your appointment to next days until you will get this pain, because of they don't help you as exactly what is your pain at that time.
As I know, there is only one Greek doctor in the camp and the others are NGOs. MSF is on the island. You can go out of the camp to visit them, but the Greek government doesn't really take care about your health. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. Even the Greek government, they are just working during the day, but they close at 4 o'clock. After, there is no doctor, nothing. But at MSF also, they work during the day. And no, maybe because of now, the camp is so many people, they have scabies and too many people have also teeth pain, but there is no Greek more people are helping, doctors.
And may I ask you, if you talk to your colleagues or friends or to other refugees in the camp, how they deal with this situation? This must be very painful if you come from these terrible situations in your home countries, wars, climate situations, terrorist situations, as in Somalia. So how do people deal with this? They help each other, or they start to resignate, or what? How they deal with this situation? Because it's very hard to wait so long for answer. No one can give you an answer. No one helps you. They only let you know you have to wait. So it's really a question for many people in Austria how the refugees can handle this situation in the daily life as a human.
Yeah, as human it's so hard. They let you wait your situation or your interview or your decision until you get your whatever, or if it is good or if it is reject. But if it is also sick, it's also, you have to go as process. You can wait during your date or until you're struggling with your pain. And also it's so hard to wait your decision, and also you will get a lot of stresses because of the camp is so it's even also it's too many people,
no private atmosphere.
Yeah, it's too many, and then it's so hard to wait too many months or too many years.
Mm-hmm. Many people also tell me that it's very hard to find sleep, to find really good sleep, because too many people in the camp, too many people in one tent together. You hear the children from the neighbors crying in nighttime. Also, when it's so hot in the nighttime, the people start to wake up a little bit. So if you have a job at the NGO as a volunteer, it's terrible. Yeah, you have to be ready in the morning. And also the old people, they have a lot of problems with the heat. You know, I'm very thankful that you describe us a little bit this situation, because in Austria it's really very hard to understand the real situation in the camps here. Yeah. For example, that they don't have shower, warm water in the winter.
Yeah, in the winter it's too side. When it's winter, you don't have hot water, and when it's summer, you don't have something like, you know, air condition or the smelling, and these things makes you sick. And that's why, you know, like sometimes the people are getting anger because of the heat and
stress.
Yeah, and stress. And many containers are closed, and they didn't let you to live in the container, and they just want to leave you in the
plastic
tent. And that's the point of the summer, and nobody can help us with the. We did also go to the office to ask if they can allow to live with the container. We are living at tent because of we are 8 people and it's so small. And we went there; they didn't allow to go to the ISO box.
Only for the explanation for the Austrians, as it is a very small plastic tent. There are 8 or 10 people inside, so no private atmosphere, very, very small space for every person, very hot, so it's really terrible. We know each other a long time, and you know that I have a lot of respect and also a really deep emotion to you. I can learn a lot. We all can learn a lot for you because we know you are very calm, you're very peaceful. You always try to help other people, even if you are in a not easy situation. Thank you so much, my dear, for this. And also at the end, I want to ask you, what is so your wish? What are your visions for the next step? Yeah, if you can leave here, what is your vision? How to live in Europe? What you want to do?
First, my wish is I hope I will go one day and live with my parents and learn a lot of different languages and learn of money to do also, like to have good situation.
So you mean with your family, with your wife and with your daughter? Yes?
Yes. Yeah.
And you want to learn a lot?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And you want to build up your life, you told me?
Yeah, I want to build up my life, and I want to learn Dutch because I want to speak Dutch.
Yes, because your family is in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Okay, my dear, I wish you all the best for the next step.
Thank you.
Hopefully your wishes will come true. I'm so sure that you will learn a lot of languages and that you will also educate yourself good, because we know you here on the island, and we also like when we have so nice discussions about our different cultures to learn from each other. Thank you also for all this. We got a lot of information from you about Somalia.
Thank you for your opportunity.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you for your time. And yes, now we will go to eat something together. Yes,
yeah.
Only to let the Austrians know we don't only work here for the podcast. Now we will go to eat a nice food. And yeah, an alle Österreicherinnen und an alle Freundinnen und Bekannten, die jetzt zugehört haben. Also, man kann jetzt ein bisschen einen Einblick bekommen, was es bedeutet, auf dieser Insel so lange zu bleiben. Und ich würde mir wirklich wünschen, dass viele Leute uns auch einmal besuchen, um die Situation zu sehen auf Lesbos. Wie der junge Mann gesagt hat, im Winter ist es eiskalt, im Sommer irrsinnig heiß, die Leute werden allein gelassen. Ja, aber wir alle versuchen hier unser Bestes und wir danken euch für eure Hilfe dabei. Danke sehr.
Danke.
Ja, also ich hoffe, es hat euch gefallen und wir freuen uns auf das nächste Mal, wenn ihr wieder reinhört. Und ich möchte euch bitten, uns finanziell zu unterstützen. Alles, was wir hier machen, geht seit 4 Jahren nur dank der Zivilgesellschaft. Lesbos sollte nicht vergessen werden, obwohl es sehr viele Krisensituationen gibt, aber wir arbeiten hier sehr konsequent, sehr seriös und mit ganz viel Herz. Also bitte auf die Seite www.doroblanke.at unter Spenden gehen und dort findet ihr die Spendenlinks auf unser Konto oder über PayPal. Herzlichen Dank, wir brauchen euch, die Geflüchteten brauchen uns und ich denke, wir können gemeinsam sehr vieles zum Guten bewegen.